Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network, and let's get an update from Joe Luck, who is an UNL Extension Specialist, a Precision Ag Engineer Specialist, and talking about Precision Ag. Obviously, you were at the Fremont Corn Expo here recently and gave a presentation to growers about using precision data, precision technology, really to its fullest. And I kind of like the way you started out about you can't get good data unless you're using the equipment like it's supposed to be. And there are some nuances when it comes to using precision ag technology, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's a lot of things to think about when you're setting up the equipment, when you're calibrating the equipment, going back and verifying if its opportunity exists, the seeding rate populations that what I was going after, is that what I saw at emergence, things like that, checking, the products, nitrogen that I use, that I make the right amount at the end of the day in the field. When it comes to yield monitors, obviously calibration is huge, but ensuring that those systems are giving you the right numbers is critical.
So. Yeah, and when we take all that data, yield data information at the end of the year, we see that there's something that didn't look right, obviously. It's important to kind of pull that out to make sure that we get good data in the end, right?
Yeah, a lot of technology is great. There's a lot of potential pitfalls in there, and you always have to go back and kind of verify that things turned out like they were supposed to. So,
yeah. Let's talk about getting the most out of the information that we're collecting. What are some of the tools, techniques, some of the things that we can do beyond just getting a yield chart at the end of the year?
Well, as we mentioned in the presentation, there's a lot of opportunity now. People are using field monitors in the tractors. Those are doing variable rate application. Some of them are doing simple on and off control of planter units, boom sections, things like that. They're also recording time, application rates, location in the field, and at the end of the year when we gather our yield data, all those data layers could be providing us with very important information. What was the impact on yield from seeding rates, maybe nitrogen application rates, maybe different hybrids within a split planter, and then you take in some of the natural variation that we have information on from the field, so different soil types, textures, slopes, things like that, that maybe now we start to layer those data up and we can actually pull out some valuable information across the fields, not only what we did in the field as treatments, but what's naturally out there.
All right. Give us an example. Kind of walk us through a scenario maybe where we would have all of those different layers, and in the end, how would that affect our decision-making process?
Right. So one example that we went through today is we have split planter hybrid data across the field. We have a field that has three different slope grade regions, 0 to 2%, 2 to 6%, and then greater than 6% slope. And then we have our yield data. When you do a simple hybrid average for the two hybrids across the field, what you find is the two hybrids actually didn't perform differently. Mm-hmm. If you look at the grade across the field by itself versus yield, you find that obviously the lower grade areas, the lower slopes, they did much better than the ridges and the higher sloping areas. When you start to look at hybrid within those slope regions, then you find that one hybrid performed much differently in the flatter regions of the field compared to those steeper, higher ridged areas. So having that ability to go back and use software that'll make that type of analysis, in that case gave us information that we would not have come up with before.
Yeah. So, and you said that our precision technology is already recording a lot of this information anyway. It's just kind of up to us now to take that next step and to start peeling back layers and making comparisons.
Yeah. That seems to be where the headache comes in for most, is having the software and learning the skills to actually get that done, because that is very time consuming. It takes place in the winter time usually. People are trying to get things geared back up for next year's season. So it's still a big challenge, and we've got a lot of opportunity there though. So
can you give us a little advice? How do we go about doing that? Is it just taking the time and sitting down and kind of playing with it and seeing what's all there, or what's kind of your suggestion to move forward with this?
Well, definitely you don't want to jump in with both feet. If you're collecting yield data, that's a start. If you start to collect some of these other data layers, the UNL Extension System, the Precision Agriculture Group, we're trying to get information out there on the web to people that are interested in learning how to do these. The opportunity and the challenges, there's a lot of different softwares that people can get their hands on to do these types of analyses. But really just, getting out there, doing a little reading up on what's available, and just kind of educating yourself on the possibilities, looking at some case studies to see what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm. And then, talk about impact to the farm then. What if we take the time to do this? Are we gaining efficiency? Is it a money-saving effect? What is the net benefit to the grower to do this?
Well, I think, learning about how my management decisions are affecting my productivity in the end is one of the big things. So, I threw out the example about two different hybrids. You know, if you've got seeding rate, if you're looking at variable rate seeding, maybe variable rate nitrogen, you can put that out that now in a test strip across the field using these technologies, and then you can go back and say, am I applying too much nitrogen in these areas? Is a variable rate seeding approach even going to work? Am I putting too much seed? Is there any difference? And to me, that's huge moving into the next year when you're going to make those decisions at planting and when it comes time to do your applications.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you mentioned you guys have some resources online that people can go to and kind of start reading up on this. Do you have your own webpage, or how can we access that?
We do. It's precisionagriculture.unl.edu. But the CropWatch website that UNL has is a great resource for that. And you can go on and just search for Precision Ag. Another one that I would mention would be the Nebraska On-Farm Research Network. Great information on there about how to set these trials up, because that's really key when we want to get useful information out of the studies. We have to set them up appropriately to get that. So another great resource.
Very good. Well, thanks, Joe, for being here and telling us about it, okay?
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Again, we've been visiting with Joe Luck, UNL Extension Precision Ag Engineer, and he was a presenter at the Fremont Corn Expo held in Fremont. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.